serious.
All right, so the submission that you have, I think, just really takes the cake today. I'm going to make sure that you have the floor for plenty of time to appreciate all this.
Oh, thank you.
Because I saw it earlier. But I will say that this is why I am very interested by gambling lines, and I find the whole world of sports betting really fascinating, but I don't really ever mess around with it, and it's because of things like what happened today in the Oklahoma State-Michigan game, this crazy, wild, back-and-forth game. Oklahoma State was a 2.5-point underdog. Michigan goes up by 4 with the last two free throws with 3 seconds left. Juwan Evans dribbles down the length of the floor, pulls up for 3, and buries a tray to therefore cover the spread. And it's like so much money just changed hands on that one shot that did not matter at all, really, in the context of the outcome of the game. It's a bucket list item for me to go to Vegas for the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, but I don't know that I'd be able to bring myself to do very much other than just the one time I went to Vegas, I made like a token sports bet just to say that I didn't really care about it. I might do a little bit of that, but to be serious into it and have to worry about stuff like that happening on a basketball floor in garbage time, I just can't imagine living that life, how stressful that would be.
But had you bet on this game, you would have been in the clear, right? Because you picked Oklahoma State to win, so I presume that you would have at least bet
on
them.
Theoretically, yes. I probably would have just gone money line, I would imagine, right, and just picked Oklahoma State since it was such a close spread anyway.
The one thing that bothers me with betting in college basketball games, well, and you could really apply this across the board, but overtime counts. I really don't agree with the idea that, like, you can be tied at the end of regulation and then a team can cover the spread in overtime, or overtime counting toward the over-under of a game. I don't like that. I think that at the end of regulation, wherever things sit with the bets, that's how it should be paid out. But anyway.
That's an interesting theory.
Nothing can happen but bad things when it goes to overtime, especially if you're picking unders on games, because you have to always think about that possibility.
But that's the problem, man. You sign up to make that bet. You're playing by their rules. And there's a reason they build giant Taj Mahals out there in the desert.
Bill Snyder is the classiest coach in the Big 12 Conference. He is not the coolest coach in the Big 12 Conference. And that is no disrespect to Bill Snyder. That is me just handing the floor to Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State.
Coach Snyder, I think you're the coolest coach in the conference.
Oh, you would. You really would. All right. So earlier today, Coach Gundy on Twitter, it's at Coach Gundy, posted a picture. Rattlesnake hunt in Okeen, Oklahoma. I think that's how you pronounce that. Okeen, Oklahoma, with Todd and Wild Bill. And it's a picture of him. He's still got the mullet going. It's actually grown out a little bit. It's starting to do the hair flip a little bit in the back, which is awesome. And he's got one of those metal devices that allows you to hold a venomous snake. But he's got probably a 4-foot rattlesnake in there that looks like it's trying to bite him. It's just an awesome picture. Mike Gundy is just the best.
So today, just to recap here, Mike Gundy is spending some of his precious, valuable free time rattlesnake hunting.
That's great.
That's what's happening today.
Yeah.
He didn't even have time to watch Brad Underwood and the Cowboy basketball team, because I saw this literally during the Oklahoma State game as I was sitting there and watching it.
He can't be bothered by college basketball. He's got to get those rattlers.
He's got to chase down the rattlesnakes, and he's got a mullet to grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like a mullet probably is going to grow faster if you're out hunting rattlesnakes. I mean, I have no science to back that theory up.
I think that the science would go with you on that.
I figured probably so. Just makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the picture's so funny. He's got the giant stick thing with a... He's not messing around. Like, Mike Gundy's about it. If you're an Oklahoma State fan, wouldn't you be like, hey, maybe, like, get away so that you don't get killed by a rattlesnake?
But true.
I don't know. Sometimes you just got to live on the edge. Sounds like that's the way that Mike Gundy is. Do you think any other coaches in the Big 12 would be willing to hunt rattlesnakes?
I think that Dana Holgorsen might, but they don't have rattlesnakes in West Virginia, to my knowledge. So
I'm not sure.
But he's too busy run and shine anyway. So
yeah, this would be a really good topic. I'm kind of disappointed that we're out of time, but we're gonna have to hand the baton off to Wyatt Thompson. Pre-game coverage from the K-State Sports Network coming up next. The tip-off at 6:27, just about an hour from now, between K-State and Cincinnati.